I'm back. Right, the story that was read this morning by Jania. By Diana. Who is Diana? Oh, sorry. I think we'll need some architects to fix this place. I'm rocking. Yes, I will. Before I bring my story to you, let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we are here because of you. We are here because it pleases you. We are here because you love us. We love you, Father, because you asked us to love you. You loved us first. So, Father, help us to have space in our hearts and our minds to hear what comes from your word. It's not for us, Father. The glory is for you. Thank you, Heavenly Father, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Today, the reading that we have heard from Diana from the book of Nehemiah chapter 4. I want to make a confession. I've never had anyone preach to me from this book. Either have I preached from it myself. So that's my confession. How it happened that today I am in this book, there is one thing that I want you to know. This book and the one previous, scholars, well, the learned friends of ours, they say it was one book before it was separated. And as I was reading, I was actually encouraged to go back and read the other book, the book of Ezra. If you listen to the tone and the sound of the story, they rhyme the same. Reading through these two books, they are two words that are very prominent. Opposition and prayer. Right. In the whole two stories, these two guys, I'm told Ezra was a priest. I don't know about Nehemiah. They relied on prayer. So this morning, I was also encouraged to have a theme, if it can come up there. Defeat the opposition. I'm not a politician. I hope you're not. I just put that scenario because that's the opposition that we are familiar with. When we speak of opposition, we are talking of politics. Is that right? Good. So with that in my mind, I want you also to remember, put these words together, opposition and prayer. Prayer should be on top, opposition underneath. Why am I saying so? Because through your prayers, you will defeat opposition. Not with the clubs like those men in there. No, we don't need clubs anymore. So going back to the story of Nehemiah, I want you to learn one thing. That's what Nehemiah does. After he had this word of the Lord to go and rebuild the walls, when he gets to Jerusalem, he just didn't bump in and start collecting materials, start building. He plans. That's very important. Plan. The second thing, he also rested and viewed the place that where he was going to build. The clue to overcome opposition is planning. You need to plan. And if your body is weak, you won't have strength. That's why you need to rest. Even God himself, when he was creating this world, he rested after 7 days. So you too, you need to rest. Nehemiah rested. He meets his first opposition. What is the first opposition in your life? Are people. When you are about to do something, there are people who are going to come in your life and discourage you. Amen. But Nehemiah is not discouraged. What does he do? Because he's a man of plans. He's a man of prayer. He's a man of focus. He's focused on what he wants to do. All these other distractors don't distract him. Maybe a revelation in his prayers that don't worry about human beings. They will disturb you anyway. So what does he do? He strategizes what he wants to do. He rests. He plans. And then above all, he goes to prayer. I want us to look to have an overview of chapter 1 to 4. Because we're not going to 6. 6 will continue next week. If you go to chapter 2, verse 19. Maybe Nehemiah was thinking, well, because I'm going to do this for the Lord, things are going to be smooth sailing. Little did he know that the opposition was going to increase. Chapter 2, verse 19, he tells us he is now meeting more opposition. More opposition is going to come to him. Imagine this guy has prayed. If you go to chapter 1, in verse 10, he is praying a very long prayer to God. Maybe there was now in chapter 2, what is coming in his mind? He has prayed before even starting to build. He's praying to God. We don't hear the answer that God gives to him, but we know he has prayed. And then opposition increases. If it was you and me today, after praying, and then you see what you've prayed for, actually is sort of against what you've prayed for, you come to conclusion that God is not answering my prayers. Yes? Yes, I've been there, we all do it. But now, Nehemiah is teaching you a lesson today that when you have prayed, leave it there. When you have prayed, leave it there. The opposition increased after Nehemiah had prayed. As a believer, I believe God wants us to build walls. Walls not of Jerusalem anymore, because they were done. There are walls that we want to build in our communities today. But here is point number one. Have you planned? Have you strategized? Have you rested enough? That means, do you have enough strength to do what you want to do? That's the strength, the rest that I'm talking about. As believers today, we meet a lot of opposition in lives. There is a lot of opposition. I once said to you, if I'm standing at London Station, even some of you who know that I'm a minister here, if they find me standing there preaching, some of you will hide their faces. I'm not pointing at a particular person, but I'm saying this is happening in society today. We are supposed to be building the walls of Jerusalem. We are building the kingdom of God, not ours. Opposition is there wherever a believer is going to go. Jesus himself, he said, I've come here to cause division, even among family members. Mother-in-law will be against daughter-in-law. Son-in-law will be against father-in-law. Son and father will be against each other. There's opposition wherever we are going. But here is the clue from Nehemiah. Prayer. Nehemiah sets the example. Chapter 2, verse 20. His encouragement was to bring everything to God. Let me read that too. To you this morning, what Nehemiah did. In chapter 2, verse 20, what does Nehemiah do? I answered them saying, the God of heaven will give us success. We, his servants, will start rebuilding. But as for you, you have no share in Jerusalem or any claim on or historical right to it. So we as believers, this is where our comfort is. In whatever opposition we meet, God will give us success. It's written in the word of the Lord. God will give us success. I wonder what was going on in Nehemiah's mind after having prayed, and now he's encouraged to say, God will give me success. With the amount of opposition facing him, he still says, God will give us success. I want to tell you a story. This is a true story. I think majority of us have got these in our pockets or at home. ATM cards. Yes? When you go to an ATM, you put your card in there. Here are the instructions that you get from an ATM. Please insert your card. So this person likewise, he inserted his card. And then another message came. Please enter your PIN. Likewise, he entered his PIN. Please enter the amount. Likewise, he entered the amount. After a while, the ATM showed this bold message in bold letters. Your transaction is being processed. Please wait. Your transaction is being processed. Please wait. Allow me to say, Nehemiah was in the same situation. He had placed his ATM card in the ATM machine to withdraw some money. After reading that instruction to Nehemiah, he waited. Even though the opposition was increasing against him, he waited. Verse 20, chapter 2, verse 20, what we read, he knew where his success was coming from God Almighty. Irrespective of the opposition that you are facing, remember where your success comes from. Your success comes from God. I know if you go to an ATM and put your card in there and you keep on punching, but the queue will be getting longer at the back. That's opposition behind you. You are forced to quickly retrieve your card because you are delaying other people. Don't we face such in our lives? When you are doing something, you think, oh, what are the people around me saying? Remember, you are building the walls of Jerusalem because God has asked you to build them. Remember, your success comes from God. Don't worry about people around you, what they will say. God is the one who has placed you in that position. So, as your transaction is being processed, wait. Don't worry about people around you. Your transaction is being processed. Please wait. May I say to you this morning, we might find ourselves in difficult situations when it comes to prayer. Some people think when they have prayed and the answer hasn't gone their way, God is not answering my prayer. Fair and fine, according to you. But God is saying, wait. I want to remind you as well, sometimes God answers in a different way. God's no is a good answer. It's a wait. I'm reminded of David. When his son was sick, he prayed to God earnestly, Father, make my child well. The child died. If you were you and me today, what could we have said? God is not answering my prayer. What about Job when he was going through all that time? He even said, take my life out of me. God said, wait. As Job waited on the Lord, if you read the whole story, I tell you, later on he was given more than what he had before. Even daughters that were born after that, they were even the most beautiful ladies ever seen under the sun. When God says, no, it's a waiting time. Nehemiah said, our success is from God. Those are true words. So accept God's no. And also when you pray, don't conclude for God, please, please. When you take your card into the ATM, it's not you who transact the money to come out. It's the machine. So when you take your prayer to God, God will give you the answer. In Luke chapter 22, verse 42, Jesus went out with his friends to go and pray. When he got to the mountainside to pray, he said to his disciples, remain here. And the Bible says he went a stone's throw away from them to go and pray. Listen as he was praying. I want you to understand the ending of Jesus' prayer. Jesus ended his prayer by saying these words, let it be done according to your will. The actual words, I'm paraphrasing here, but Jesus asked for his Father to remove this cup which was before him. That's opposition of what he wanted to do. But he said, Father, your will be done, not mine. His words were, take this cup away from me. Those of you who have read this chapter, was that cup taken away from Jesus? He said, your will be done. So what was the Father's will in all this episode? The Lord wanted Jesus Christ to come and save us. And he did. Imagine if the Lord had listened to what Jesus' prayer was. Take this cup away from me. Learn from the Lord Jesus. He said, not my will, but yours. Nehemiah said, the God of heaven will give me success. I want to say this morning as well, even yourself, whatever you are going through, whatever you have asked for, please wait. The Lord will give you success. As we go along, there was opposition upon opposition. Then we come to opposition number 3. Nehemiah's opposition continues again. This time, Sanballat was greatly incensed. He ridiculed the Jews more than what he was doing before. What was going on in Nehemiah's mind when this was happening? I don't know, because the scripture doesn't say. But what the Bible says in chapter 4, verse 6, he prayed again. Let's hear his prayer. Chapter 4, verse 6. So we rebuilt the wall till all of it reached half in height. For the people worked with their heart. They carried on. The prayer is actually in verse 16. Here is the instruction that Nehemiah was talking about. In verse 16. From that day on, half of my men did the work while the other half were equipped with spears, shields, bows and armor. The officers posted themselves behind all the people in Judah. The work has been completed now. Even though there was opposition, God has actually given Nehemiah progress. Nehemiah protection. Though we are no longer using bows and arrows and bats like those men on there to bash each other. We've gone past that stage. We pray. Jenia told us when he was talking about the children. You pray. You don't fight back. Even with words. Don't. Go and pray. I liked something on here in this story. It says, as they were building, there were gaps. But as they were building, they were closing gaps. I'm saying to you this morning, there are gaps as you are trying to rebuild the walls. Those gaps need to be closed. The gaps of opposition, the gaps of hatred, the gaps of everything that is preventing you from building, they need to be closed. Nehemiah was building and he was closing the gaps on the Jerusalem wall. Gaps bring division. Gaps bring destruction. Gaps won't help you to succeed. So gaps need to be closed. Are there gaps in your relationship with your relatives? They need to be closed. Are there gaps with your work colleagues that you don't see eye to eye? They need to be closed. Are there any gaps with your neighbors that you don't even talk to each other? And you want to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem? How can you build when there are gaps? Close those gaps first so that you can get rid of opposition. If you are not able to do it with your own strength, pray. Pray. Nehemiah conquered opposition through prayer. There was Tobiah, the Arabs, the Ammonites, and Ashdod. They became angry. Don't worry about that. If the Tobias and the Ashdod and the Arabs are angry with you, you kneel down and tell your father, they are against me building the wall. There will be Tobias, Arabs, and Ammonites, and Ashdod who will be angry with you as you are trying to build. Don't worry about that. Learn from Nehemiah. He said, my God will give me a success. And he did. In chapter 6, as we will continue, we will hear the success that came along on building that wall. When opposition is opposing you, pray to God. Not to harm them or to revenge. Some of us will say, I'll catch him up, I'll fix him. You cannot fix anyone. They don't belong to you. Nehemiah didn't even say that to Tobiah, the Arabs, the Ammonites, and Ashdod. All he did was pray to God. Doesn't Paul write to the Romans, church at Rome, Romans 12 verse 19, he tells us about, leave vengeance for the Lord. I remember when I was at the hospital, I had a tough time with my manager. I think I once told you this story. And I came to my minister, who was Eric. I said, Eric, I'm in trouble. My manager doesn't let me go. I feel like I want to go and do something to her. Eric said to me, Gilson, read this verse. From that day, I learned that you leave it to the Lord. I know it's not nice what happened to this manager when I had left. I was already at college. She was sacked because the way she was treating other workers was not pleasing. So leave revenge for the Lord. Nehemiah prayed for these people. Nehemiah went to God with his concern. But he didn't confront these people who were opposing him to build the walls. All he did, he went to the Lord and told the Lord. How many of those people you know are opposing you today? How many of your family members are opposing you right now as I'm speaking? What is going on in your mind as you think about them? Are you still going to continue not to see eye to eye with them? Defeat the opposition by prayer. Opposition comes in different ways, but God brings success to whatever we want to do. My last words, when opposition attacks you, don't doubt the power of prayer. Sometimes doubt from within becomes the biggest enemy. We pray and we give ourselves answers before even God answers our prayers. Nehemiah had no doubts at all, according to what we read. Several texts talk about his prayers. Chapter 1, verses 5 to 11. Chapter 4, verses 4 to 5. Let's learn from Nehemiah, who relied on his prayers. As from today, you have said your prayers like the card in the ATM. Just wait. Your transaction is in process. Defeat opposition just by prayer. God said to Moses, I'll fight for you. God fought for Moses and he'll fight for you. In Nehemiah's words, the God of heaven will give success. Defeat opposition by prayer. Let's pray together. Father God, thank you for your words that speak the truth. Lord, there are so many gaps in our lives today that hinders our building construction of the Jerusalem walls. Father, we are praying that as from today, help us to defeat these gaps. Help us to take away doubts when we bring our prayers to you. Remind us that our transaction is in progress. Remind us just to be able to wait. Father, we thank you that there is your word that will always remind us of what to do. Nehemiah said, my success comes from the Lord. We too, we should believe that our success comes from the Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this morning. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.